재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
한국에 대해 모르는 것이 많은 한알 못이라 걱정이라고요. Well, don't you worry. We got you covered. 여행 가이드북 말고 진짜 한잔 알들이 알려주는 팁을 들으면서 여러분들도 한잔 알이 될 수 있는 계획을 드립니다. We have Catherine here in the studio. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
How are you doing?
Very well. Very well.
Very well indeed.
It's been a good week. All that pollution is behind us, I think, at least
yeah,
temporarily.
그러니까요. With Corona, 한 달도 안 지났는데
맞아요.
조금 오염이 다시 들어오고 나서는 조금 맑아졌어요. 네. 다행히.
Yeah, and the mask for a while, it felt like such a barrier, but now it's like, you know,
I need it no matter what. 코로나든 오염이든 필요해요, 마스크가.
맞아, 맞아.
안타까운 사실인데요. Well, in any case, we still need our masks wherever we go, especially if we go out to places that are a bit crowded since, you know, it is still with corona, which we are thankfully able to head out and about quite freely compared to other countries.
That's true. That's true. It's something we take for granted, I think.
Sure. This weekend especially. If you guys don't have anything to do and you want to go out and kind of relive the past years, 한번 야외 다니면서 서울 시내를 다니면서 이게 normal이었던 걸 다시 한번 깨달을 수 있을 것 같아요. So today we're heading over to none other than a festival.
Yes, absolutely. It's called the Seoul Lantern Festival. Not to be confused with the Lantern Lighting Festival.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, that one is around Buddha's birthday when all the...
Cheonggyecheon.
Right, so the one that's happening now is the Seoul Lantern Festival or the Seoul Pichorong Chukje.
Ah, 그래요?
A little bit of a mouthful. Mm-hmm. Well, it started on Friday and it will go until December 5th, Sunday.
All right. And so this is also in the Cheonggyecheon Plaza as well, though.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, it starts officially the lanterns sort of like light up from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. It's free, and you can actually also check it out online if you don't want to go yourself. But yeah, it's been around for, I think, 13 years.
Wow.
And it was canceled last year because of COVID. They relocated the festival to like four different other locations, and they didn't have it in Cheonggyecheon like they usually do. And so this is the first time in 2 years that it's coming back. And it's a really wonderful way of experiencing Korean culture. It's a great opportunity to sort of people watch. They have live music like busking, and they also have food, and I believe they have some games as well.
Oh, wow.
There's some things you can participate in. So overall, it's a really fun festival that is free, and you can just kind of stroll through for however long as you want.
Right. And the good thing about this is the lanterns, they do light up at night, but they still have beautiful, you know, designs and figures of these lanterns.
Yep.
So, 낮이어도 재밌게 볼 수 있고 밤이면 좀 특히나 더욱더 빛나게 볼 수 있지만 낮이나 밤이나 즐길 수 있는 이런 축제인 것 같은데요. I think I went a couple of years back. They even, I don't know if this is the same Seoul Lantern Festival, 근데 크리스마스 때에도 이런 불빛 이런 축제가 있었는데요. Mm-hmm. 그때도 like you could have a, like, light up a little lantern and float it down the stream. Mm-hmm. And 그런 행사들이 있었기 때문에 you write your 소원.
I think, yeah, that's this one. So they always have a big section that shows, like, Christmas theme.
Okay.
Right. And apparently, when a certain mayor was mayor, they had a very big section dedicated to, like, Christian nativity themes. Uh-huh. And apparently this year it might not be as significant.
Okay.
But, I mean, we'll have to see.
To each his own.
Right, right. But yeah, as you said, these light sculptures or lantern sculptures, which are called like 빛 조형물 or 조명물.
Oh, okay.
Right. And they're, made with hanji, but I believe the large scale ones, they're kind of like a mixed media material because they have to be more durable.
Uh-huh.
And you're absolutely right. They're not just, it's like colored hanji, right? They are beautiful during the day when they're not even lit. But when at night, it's cool because they don't light up like the rest of Cheonggyecheon area. So they do really illuminate in a very like beautiful sort of glowy way.
And it goes on for quite some time, right? 굉장히 yep. 길잖아요.
Yeah. Apparently it's 1.3 kilometers long. When I went, it felt longer.
But it's 추우니까. 날씨가 차니까. Since it's such a cold season, a cold time of the year, especially if it's later on during the year, it seems like it's much longer.
But, right.
And because 바글바글도 하니까.
그쵸, 그쵸.
You're not, you know, walking in long strides. And so.
그리고 주로 더 일찍 한대요.
Oh.
It's usually much earlier in November.
Oh, is it?
And this year they actually pushed it back. And so it will be colder this year.
There you go.
But, you know, that's also part of, 맞아요. It's part of the fun, right? There aren't very many things you can do outdoors in the winter. And, you know, there is that 분위기.
That's
right.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a bit sad that there's no nativity scene. I mean, after all, it is Jesus's birthday.
I mean, I'm sure there will be, right? I highly doubt there won't be anything related. I mean, you know, such a large population of people here in Korea are Christian. But regardless, it is such a big theme of Christmas. And,
right. And it reminds me of back in America as well. 미국에서 크리스마스 다가오면 다 조명 켜고 in the front yard, the backyard, just the entire house is like lit up with separate themes. And so some people will do the nativity scene.
Right.
Some people will just light it up with Santa Claus and the reindeer, the whole shabam. And it's always so much fun just to drive along that road or walk along that road.
That's true. That's true.
왜 이렇게 재밌을까? 그냥 조명인데.
맞아요.
그쵸?
There is something about it. Like, you know, with fireworks too, the impact of like lights mm-hmm. and the glowiness. I don't know. It really does something to people.
It really does.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's very fantasy-like. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why, you know, 애나 어른이나, it's for the children and the adults as well.
Right. I remember there was this one year when we took my little niece, right? And I hadn't realized this, but 아이들은 실은 밤에 별로 하는 게 없잖아요. They don't really go out and do things
그죠.
At night. And so just doing something outdoors
그쵸.
At night was magical.
Mm.
And then for them, the scale of these sculptures are much bigger than for adults,
맞아,
right?
꽤 커요.
맞아요. Even though they are stationary, they're not like floating through the river or the canal, but like it does have this impact of like movement.
Because it seems like it's floating on top of the mm-hmm, river mm-hmm. or the stream. And so it's a great way to just 소화 될 겸, you know, 저녁 먹고 나서 it's great to just walk around and get some digestion too.
맞아요, 맞아요.
So very casually or very formally, you know, after a date or after just, you know, hanging out with your family, head on over to the Seoul Lantern Festival. Can't believe that it's been 13 years. But as you said, there's a lot of different things to see or do, not just look at the lights, but busking performances.
Mm-hmm.
And
a huge part of it is like the eating snacks part.
맞아요.
They call it 주전부리. This is sort of a new
주전부리.
Word. Right. This is a new phrase that I came across.
Uh-huh.
And this idea of like snacking.
Like munching.
Yeah, munching. Not thoughtlessly, but I guess kind of thoughtlessly. Mindlessly okay. sort of snacking. And so it's not really like for meals, right? Which is totally appropriate for these food stalls. And so I thought this was such a great phrase. So 구수해, right? This word. And so, yeah, I recommend everyone go out there and
주전부려?
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. Because I remember there are these food stalls where it's like, there's like, you know, Western and there's like crepes and I don't know, cheesy steak and things. But then there were also these stalls that were like very traditional, like Korean
맞아요.
as well.
맞아요. 요즘에서는 약간 랍스터 같은 것도 있더라고요. It's like, where am I? Like, you know, like 떡볶이도 있고, 붕어빵도 있고, 갑자기 랍스터가 등장해요.
맞아요,
and
맞아요.
then like this 딸기 that's like $5. 굉장히 비싼 뭐 고급적인 mm-hmm. 그런 과일도 있고. Mm-hmm. 여러 가지 다 있는데요. I guess it's not 주전부리요 because there's the verb that is 주전부리 하다?
하다, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So 주전부리해.
At the 먹거리 장터. Ah. Right?
Where all the food trucks are at.
Yep, yep. And I think it's just like a really great way to start like the
holiday season.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to start seeing, you know, Christmas markets and things like that later in December.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Right.
Wishful thinking.
Right. I mean, right now, all of these events are happening with the idea of like sort of cohabitating with COVID, right? Living with COVID, together with COVID. Mm. And this festival is no different. And so the theme of this one is 빛으로 물든 서울 힐링의 숲.
Oh.
Right. The forest
힐링이
of healing.
들어가네요.
yeah, healing.
역시.
코로나 때문에 지친 분들을 위한 힐링의 숲. 근데 실은 저희가 특별히 뭐 코로나 때문에 지친 건 It's not necessarily the case.
그냥 지쳤어요. 인생 때문에.
Yeah, 그냥 우리 다 지쳤죠.
It could be because of corona. 뭐 수험생들도 지쳤고요. 부모님들도 그쵸. 지쳤고요.
그렇죠. 그래서 잠시 그런 좀 힘든 거를 잊을 수 있게 이런 재밌는 조금 추울 수도 있지만 you can also be drinking a warm drink
right.
or a van show which I heard they have somewhere. Along
a van
this,
show?
Yeah, I you know, the warm wine. Van show.
Van show. That's a ten wine.
Yes, yes.
Mulled wine. Is that mulled
wine? Mulled wine, yes, oh,
okay.
mulled wine.
Okay, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, it's just something to, you know, brighten up your mood. Mm-hmm. And gets me excited. I'm hoping that I can go this weekend as well to see the lanterns in Seoul.
Yeah, and you can do the 소원배 or 소원등. You can mm-hmm. participate. I believe you have to pay, and you might also have
맞아요.
To post it on your social media.
아, 그렇죠. 인증샷 해야죠. 근데 well, it's probably like 5,000원 그렇게 you know 큰 돈
like
아니기
that.
때문에.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course, we're talking about bringing your kids around as well because there are you know different thematic. Categories or spots where they have, you know, as you said, the nativity scene is in one place. Mm-hmm. And then 뜬금없이 there's like, you know, Disney princesses on one side. 연결이 안 될 것 같은데 되는 그런 느낌인데요. And there's 그쵸? historical, you know, people as well or
oh,
characters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think my favorite is definitely 한국 전통 등불, right? So scenes of like traditional Korean culture. I think my favorite actually is it's a procession in that they're not walking towards you, but you are walking towards them of, you know, royal members and, you know, the people who work in
the palace
back in the day. And so these are some of the larger scaled ones as well. And so I'm always the most impressed by these. I don't know why. They're always the most sort of traditional, right?
그냥 한국에 있으면 약간 한국적인 그런 걸 보고 싶은 거예요.
맞아요.
그쵸?
그리고 그 재질, 그 한진 느낌이
맞아요.
It definitely goes best
right.
with the Korean.
더 살아남아요.
Right, right. Along with that, you'll also see scenes from Korean folklore, which is called 전래동화. Right?
오, 전래동화.
Yes. You'll see scenes from like 금토끼, 은토끼, 팥죽 할머니와 호랑이. And so it's kind of like also like a good review. Like, I can't remember the last
맞아요.
time.
맞아요, 맞아요. It's like you wonder, oh, wait, this looks familiar. And then there's probably like a little sign that
yep,
talks
yep.
About what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. A little history lesson, a little cultural lesson for you.
Yep, yep. You'll definitely learn something new
mm-hmm.
While you're there. There are also, you know, famous Korean landmarks like 서울역 or DDP or Namsan Tower.
Oh, there are like 서울역 lanterns.
Yes, yes. And it looks really nice. You know?
Sure.
It looks much nicer than like,
actual,
say...
than the actual Seoul, yeah.
Well, the whole thing is like, you know, lit up from the inside. But I was going to say, like they have one of Mount Rushmore.
Oh, wow.
In like the America section.
Oh.
So they depict cultural aspects of like different countries as well.
Yeah. Well, if you have nothing to do, once again, the Seoul Lantern Festival started yesterday, goes on through December 5th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. So keep that in mind as you plan out your week ahead. Catherine 씨, 재밌었고 너무 반가웠습니다.
네, 감사합니다.
We'll have to see you again next week. 오늘 한국어 천재는 여기까지이고요. 오늘의 에피소드 다시 듣기 하고 싶다면 네이버 오디오 클립, 팟빵, 유튜브, 아이튠즈에 한국어 천재를 검색해 보시면 됩니다. We'll leave you guys with our very last song. Here's 선우정아와 4명, 코코. 내일 봬요. No.